The following is a recording of a meeting with the Bhaktivedanta Youth Services Boys on January 15, 1995 by His Holiness Jayaprakasa Swami. It occurred in Madras, Chennai, India.
This kind of a study program to go side by side for those who are more interested in going deeply into the philosophy, that's also a good program. Then I know that Madras had a Food for Life program. Sometimes some of the youth like to be involved with a Food for Life. That also gives a nice outlet. In some places they're organizing seminars or debates over a particular topic. For the more intellectual type, they might discuss maybe vegetarianism or maybe spiritual yoga in the modern world or personality development or any number of themes. And then they get a panel of people to discuss and have a very strong Krishna conscious influence to that. So that way the students and the participants, a lot of times the teachers themselves get inspired when they hear all these things being discussed. Because generally people have a very narrow way of looking at things. And then when you discuss with a Krishna conscious viewpoint, then actually their vision gets broadened. So those are some of the activities that some of the youth programs are doing. There's a lot of programs that could be done. You'll probably get more ideas from Bhakti Purushottam Swami, from Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, and from others who are also dealing in that area of preaching. One thing they're doing in Bengal is some of the students are going out to the high schools, and they have got a little folder, just about one page brochure, which gives a synopsis of Srila Prabhupada's life. They get the permission from the teachers and they go and give to all the high school students. And then they say that they're going to have a competition. After a week they're going to come back and take an exam after school hours. So then just after a week they have being able to read up. Then they have give a test out. They have already the test ready. And right now they're doing another program outside with the small children having a drawing competition. But for a little bit older, pre-university, they're also looking for where they're headed in life. So they're taking that examination on Prabhupada. A lot of people, a lot of students have got some good inspiration. Now, after taking the exam on Prabhupada, in each school, the best students from that exam, they go on a district level or a little wider area. They give a slightly bigger book that's called Yugacharya Srila Prabhupada, that Guru for the Modern Age. And that gives more details about Prabhupada's life, and they give to those successful students, and then they take they study that, and then they take like another exam. Then that goes up to the state level. So that competition is something which, you see, in Mayapur we have a lot of brahmacharis who are basically all youth. But here in Madras, you don't have that many brahmacharis in the temple. But the youth services could probably help in this type of program amongst the high school kids to get them into the competition. And this way, a lot of Prabhupada tattva gets spread. And that could also be expanded both for Prabhupada as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as in Karnataka, they're doing an annual Krishna test for Janmashtami. So the whole secret of the Krishna test is that for 1 or 2 months before the test, people who know the philosophy go and give coaching classes. So all the students, when they get a good result in the exam, then they come for the coaching classes. So that time they get a lot of opportunity to hear about Krishna, and gives a good opportunity for someone to preach. So usually the congregational members go and give these coaching classes. But it could be both young or old. Anyone who could explain a little bit about Krishna, that gives a very good chance to give the coaching classes for the high school students. Now, even the Christian schools in Bangalore and Mysore, they're also participating in the Krishna test. And it's a very heavy competition. They give a trophy for the school that does rolling shields, as well as medallions and book presentations. So like this, these type of competitions give other alternatives. Anyway, I think you're doing very nice, and I wanted to thank all of you for the services you're doing. And go on, I think Krishna will also inspire you in the heart. A lot of times, as you're doing something, you get an idea how to expand the service more. And that is an even more valuable way of developing. That's why we wanted to hear from you. Because the soldiers in the front line of the preaching, they get also a lot of ideas. And then that way it goes throughout the world. Why doesn't everyone come this way? We face the camera for a minute. Because they're only seeing the back. They can't see your effulgent faces. You can take a scan. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Prabhu Nityananda Siyad Daita Gadar Haro Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vinna Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Madras Bhakti Vedanta Youth Services Ki
Jai!
Youth Services Ki
Jai!
Gopad Ki
Jai!
Mahatsa Ki
Jai!
Sai Go Prima!
Prima!
Some boys are always asking questions. So we are doing the service. Somehow we feel like joining full time. And we are facing a lot of problems with the parents. How we should restrict that or what we should do with that.
This is a problem that sometimes you're preaching in a college or university. If one student joins full time, then the parents close down the whole preaching. Also, a lot of times, out of enthusiasm, someone likes to join full time, but maybe they're almost ready to complete their university course. So, Prabhupada used to take to the person this had a year or two, especially to finish. Then he would encourage them to complete. It's something that we have to deal with on an individual basis with the parents, with the youth concerned. I know one youth, one boy wanted to join full-time as a preacher in the temple, and the parents, really opposed and everything, and so somehow he didn't join then. But then after about 2 years, he also left the youth service, somehow got a bad association, and he started to associate with bad people, and he became addicted to drugs. And his whole life was spoiled. Then the parents were coming and begging us, please take my boy. But they said, it's not a question that our arms are open, but the point is, people had to want to come. When he wanted to come, you wouldn't let him come. He was searching for something. He wasn't satisfied. So he was getting that from Krishna that would have given his life purpose. So he wouldn't let him take Krishna. So then he went for tamas. And now everything is spoiled. And the parents are crying, but what can we do? We can't force someone, a drug addict. If he wants to come, we don't mind. We can rehabilitate him. But people change their mind. So that way, I've seen all kinds of circumstances. We have to deal on a case-by-case situation. In some places, the students find that they can do more preaching. Like Madhu Pandit, he was in IIT, and he could have left, but he had one more year to go. Instead, he knew that a lot of the thing I'm studying, it really doesn't matter, but I know what my career is going to be. I want to be a career devotee. So, but let me stay here and see how many devotees I can make. He made about 13 devotees in the final year. Saibashwariya Das, Jagachandra Das, Mahasundar Das, a lot of leaders in South India were made that year. He just gave all the effort. So, and of course, Chanchalapati was going to the Institute of Science in Bangalore. He was valedictorian. Parents were very happy he graduated. But then when he joined, they were crying and everything. They thought, now he wanted you to get a job and become, some computer programmer or this or that or something. But now after some years, they can appreciate that how big an institution he's running, how much valuable service he's doing for the community and society. Actually, this is something that we need to do as part of our social reformation program. The people should appreciate that being a preacher of religion, being this kind of spiritual social worker, is also a valid career. It's not that you only have to be working as a clerk to be perfect in life. You know, there are many other occupations. This is one of the occupations. But that doesn't mean we also expect people who will go on with their normal occupation and in the part-time they will continue to help in preaching. That also something that we expect to get the vast majority of our devotees in that program. Because we don't expect that there will be thousands or even hundreds of people in every center. That's not practical. But we expect that people will be able to practice in their home. Open the window, say, hi. They could practice in their homes. And in this way, just as our Srinivas is doing a house program, and Sridhar and Ramakrishna and others, this type of program, as we said, we want to have 100 such programs in Madras before the centennial. That way we can reach so many people. Now we do need some full-time missionaries, and if somebody feels the call that this is really something I want to do, we like to facilitate them. It's something we have to deal with on a case-by-case basis. I think in the future, we might even find that, just like I mentioned in one of the classes, I think it was yesterday or the day before, how the Mormons, they have this program that for 2 years, everyone becomes a missionary preacher, and then they go back to the college or they go on to their married life. So that kind of a training is missing now. And the youth, they're not getting an opportunity to taste the nectar of what it is to be a very active and spiritual life and to help other people out of their crises by giving them spiritual direction. So that that would be a very wonderful training. Now when many people, if they go into the Grihastha ashram, naturally they have big responsibility for the family and they may need to take a job and they may need to fulfill all those responsibilities. We want to see that they continue with their spiritual life through the whole phase of their Grihastha ashram. We are trying to provide some services for some Grihasthas within the missionary full-time work of ISKCON, but not everyone will fit into those programs. So we have to see according to each individual, gradually develop programs like that for everyone. Should be a little sensitive. Of course, the bottom line is we don't want to see anyone lose their spiritual life. That life and death situation, if they feel, then we'll take the sacrifice to make sure that someone doesn't lose their spiritual life. But otherwise, sometimes by being a little patient and by cultivating the parents or cultivating the grandparents and cultivating the other people, then they can actually see that what you're doing is really for a good purpose and it is actually something that's going to make the child happy. So parents should see that the children are also happy and fulfilled. At the first time, you know, they're not, they already got so many of their own desires. They have so many images in their mind, and you have to deal with all those things. So I think because they're having an active youth program, then everyone can keep an active spiritual life. It's not like if you don't join the temple full time, then it's the end of everything. You can go on with the spiritual program. And if someone feels that they can do and there's no, and they get the permission and everything from the concerned leaders and elders, then that's a very auspicious. I know some parents, they want their children to take some active spiritual part. So to deal with each case, sometimes the parents, they don't get any facility, and the only way they can practice is by joining an ashram. So there's all kinds of scenarios. If the parents know that if I facilitate my child in the house, if we also create a Krishna conscious environment, then the child won't leave us so abruptly or anything. Then that also, sometimes you can use that as a weapon to get everyone in the house to start chanting. And when they start chanting and understanding, then they also become more favorable and they can see things from a more informed viewpoint rather than just from the sentiment. Any other question anyone has?
What are the requirements of a person when he's accepting some service? How should he try to do it and do it? Because we see some of them, they just do it artificially just because it is given.
Yeah.
They don't do it with that responsibility in their mind.
Well, why do we do service? Anyone can say why we do service? Very good. One reason is to please Krishna. That we discussed in the class this morning. The pleasure of Krishna should be our real happiness. When he's happy, that should be our happiness. What's the other reason? To purify ourselves. We want to purify ourselves. We got so many contaminations. We are identifying ourselves with the bodies. We got with the mental and physical body. We got so many conditioning from millions of births. So how to get purified from it? That we can do by doing Krishna Seva. So of course, even if someone does Krishna Seva without full consciousness, they still get the blessings. They still get benefit. But if they do it with a more developed consciousness, with a desire for their own upliftment and purification, even while you're cleaning the sabjis, you're also cleaning your heart. When you're sweeping the floor, you're also sweeping, you're cleaning your heart. Cleaning the consciousness. This is a way of purification by occupying ourselves in Krishna Seva. You see, Krishna Seva is a karma yoga, bhakti yoga. By engaging ourselves in that service, that means at that time we're not doing any karma. We are actually using our body in Krishna's service. Now if we can bring the mind along with that, then it will be mind and body. So both will be engaged in Krishna's service. So some are doing mechanically, maybe he's thinking something else. So the only the body is being engaged. If you can also engage the mind as well, then it will be more complete. So for us, this type of service is a type of meditation. So they should take it as a meditation for our purification, for bringing us closer to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Any of you want to see some of the preaching video I have from the congregational preaching?
I'll
bring the video to
the temple. Not to want to be sure. What will be
it?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. J